It's me. I know you're probably surprised that I'm calling you right now. And the surprise is probably an unwelcome one. Because, well, we've been broken up for months now. And I know I didn't part ways on the most amicable of terms, I guess. So, I mean, honestly, I was incredibly immature, and I guess this phone call is just for me to kind of do a confession of sorts, 'cause, well, with us being in quarantine, all I've had are my own thoughts, and recently they've just been just preoccupied with you, and I know I probably should just keep it to myself, but there's so many things that I did and said that I didn't. They shouldn't have been done or said. And I was too young and immature to know better, or to bother knowing better. And I'm not expecting, you know, forgiveness or for you to tell me that it's okay. It's just, you've been on my mind a lot, and I can't help thinking about the things that I could have done differently. You really didn't deserve to be mistreated like that. You didn't deserve the nastiness, the venom, you know. You didn't deserve any of that. I wanted to call to tell you that I'm sorry, and that for all my complaining, for all my bitching, I know this is gonna sound really, really cheesy, but I want you to know that I mean it with every fiber of my being. And trust me, because, well, it's been a few months now, and I've had a lot of time to think. But you were the best thing that has ever, ever happened to me. And I am so sorry for yelling and screaming and just being such a shitty person. You didn't deserve that. Not a lick of it. You deserve so much more. So, so much more. You're such a kind person, and you always try to help, and you were always there for me, and we've had so many good times. Even now, I can't believe that I threw it all away over these trivial matters didn't matter at all. I can't tell you why they were so important back then, but I didn't have it right then. I was completely wrong, and I know it's been a while, so I hope that you found someone that that can treat you better. Because you're such a gem. You will give the shirt off your own back, and you're the kind of guy that never turns a friend away. Never says no. Never thinks and puts himself first. Why couldn't I have seen that back then? I keep asking myself that question. Why did I take everything for granted? I'm so sorry. I'm sorry that I hurt you. More importantly, I'm sorry that I hurt you deliberately. I can't say I didn't mean to. Like I said, I was a terrible person. But losing you was probably the best thing for me. It was the only thing that shook me out of whatever I was back then. It shook me out of my selfishness. It made me see all the things I was taking for granted. Like you, my family, my friends. God, there's so many regrets, and there's not enough words, not enough time to tell you exactly how much I regret all of it. But, well, I guess I want to thank you first for being such an incredible person and treating me with so much love and just making me so happy that I got greedy and wanting more and more and feeling frustrated when I couldn't get it. I took so much from you. So much time. So much energy. You stayed up with me so many times. Talking to me, consoling me. Trying to resolve arguments that I was determined to just keep going. God, I was such a fool. I didn't realize it at first. I just assumed it would always be that way. So when you left, it didn't feel real. It didn't make any sense. But it was only after you left that I understood how much I was losing when you walked out that door. Even after all these months, my heart still hurts. Not because we're, you know, not together, but knowing damn well what I put you through. I'm so sorry. I wish there was something I could do to make it up to you. I wish there was something I could do to erase the past. You know, just get another shot at you and me. But I know that's a selfish thought. I can't expect that. I can't expect that from you. Not after everything you've already done for me. So, now it just sounds like I'm throwing a pity party for myself. It's not my intent, I promise. I just... The past few months, I've thought about the things I could have done differently. The ways I could have treated you better. It's a day late, dollar short kind of gig, but I want you to know that I'm thankful that you did what was best for both of us. And I'm really, really sorry. I try not to follow any of your social media because, well, you know, I'll just obsess over it and that's not healthy for either of us. So, you know, I don't know if you have someone right now or not, but I hope you do. Really, as much as it hurts, I do mean it. I do. I want you to be happy. I guess I just couldn't. Not then, anyway. I guess the bottom line is, I just want you to know that now I also know that I lost a damn good shot with a damn good man. And that will be a lesson that I'll never, never forget. Not ever. But I'm also sorry for the way we parted. And I hope at some point, you know, maybe we can talk again. I mean, probably not, right? I wouldn't if I were you. But I'm sorry, I honestly didn't expect to be begging to be within your circle of friends or anything. But I just miss you. And I get it if you don't want to, you know, talk or hang out. But if you do, if there's even the smallest, you know, possible chance that we could hang out as friends or just go to the movies together or something simple like that, you know, not as a date, just as friends, I would really, really consider myself incredibly lucky. So I feel like I should hang up before I embarrass myself any further. But well, I mean, you probably know my number, so if you want, call me. If not, then I wish you the best, and I wish you happiness and so much more. Alright? I gotta go. I'm sorry. See ya. Or not. Whatever you want. It's up to you. So, I I gotta go. I'm sorry. Bye.